So you can tell that you're doing better because better things start happening. You can tell you're doing better because manifestations start improving. But the problem with waiting for the evidence of the manifestation to show you the improvement is that there's this buffer of time and the manifestation doesn't come fast enough before many of you get discouraged and turn right back around and go the other way again. You got to have understanding that you have improved your point of attraction if you feel a little better, and that has to be your dominant intention. The way you feel has to be what you're reaching for. We want you to take the emotional journey up the emotional scale rather than the, oh, I'll wait and see how I'm doing with the physical manifestation journey, because the physical manifestation lags behind. And so often we see you. You have no problem when you're moving from city to city. You know how to get there. You can tell where you are because your journeys are quantifiable in that sense. But most of you, because of this buffer of time, have lost your sense of quantifying your journey. People will say, oh, yeah, you're happy, but just because you're happy doesn't mean you're on the right track. And we say, yes, it does. Yes, it does. Oh, yeah, well, you've got your head in the clouds. You're just sure that it's going to turn out all right, but you have no evidence. You don't know what you're talking about. Yes, you do. In other words, if you feel good, you are on the right track. And if you feel bad, you've stepped off your track. It really is as simple as that. But you've got to figure out, and it takes some work, you've got to figure out how to quantify your journey. And in order to quantify your journey, which means close this vibrational gap between you and you, you've got to leave the peanut gallery out of it. You've got to leave the opinions of others and what they think and where they are and what they're doing and what they're attracting and what they want and what they want about you. You've got to leave all of that out of the equation. And the only thing that you can put in your equation is how you feel right now about this subject in relationship to how you've been feeling about it. With your quest always being to feel a little better and a little better and a little better and a little better. When you allow the details of your life to help you decide what you want, and then you let go of the resistance and you allow the stream to take you to that which you have created through your asking, then life is as it is supposed to be for you. So an ideal situation would be, life causes you to know what you don't want, you know what you do want, you turn your undivided attention to it, you become a vibrational match to it, it manifests. Now you have a new platform from which to create. The contrast is still there. Contrast is in every environment. You know what you don't want, you know what you'd rather have. You expand, the source within you becomes it, you turn your attention to it, you become it, you live it, now you have a new platform. The ideal experience is not to let there be too much of a gap between where you are as you chronically beat your drum and who you have become. So if you are a chronic complainer, if you find so many things that are bothering you about so many things, do you know what that means? You're using a whole lot of things as your excuse not to be up to speed with who you are. If we were standing in your physical shoes, we would use every excuse in the world to be up to speed with who we are. And that's why we write book after book and spew process after process. And every process that we spew, and there are many and more coming, every process is a way to entice you into vibrational alignment with who you have become. We don't teach the science of deliberate creation because you need to set goals and think about what you want. Your setting of goals and your reading of affirmations, that's not how you're creating. You're creating through the living of life, through the knowing what you don't want and the setting forth of the rockets of desires about what you do want. But when you focus on your goal, you're more likely to be a vibrational match to what's in your vibrational escrow than when you focus on the absence of it. When you make an affirming statement of who you are and why you want it and what you like and wouldn't it be nice and isn't life good, when you make those affirming statements that are closer to being in vibrational alignment with that which you have become, now you're closing that gap. So, there are two things we want to say to you, and then we want to open it to anything you want to talk about. First, you will always be living life in the crack or in the gap. There will never be a time when contrast has not caused you to expand, and there will never be a time when you are immediately and instantaneously and completely up to speed with everything that you've asked for. And that's a good thing. That means you are an eternal being. You will never get it done. And the other thing is, you cannot get it wrong. And the reason you cannot get it wrong is because it is never done. It is never done. It does not matter where you stand. It doesn't matter if you have 27 illnesses that have been assigned, if they've got the tags already tied to your toes. It does not matter. because where you stand right now in relationship to who you have become is all that matters. And you have complete control over that vibrational gap. But in order to exercise your control over that gap, you got to make a decision that the only thing that matters is how you feel. And what everybody else thinks about how you feel has to be really, really irrelevant. We watch so many of you. You are such lovely and well-meaning people. But do you know, you care so much about people's response to you that you gauge what you think and what you do and how you feel by what you think they think about what you're doing. And if you could leave them out of the equation, they're well-meaning mostly, but they really are the peanut gallery. There are too many of them. And they cannot hold you as their object of attention long enough for you to sustain any long-term relationship with guidance.